I'm Matthew Potoshnik, and I'm from the Victorian Electoral Commission, and the Victorian Electoral Commission are the ones that organise the state elections, and I'm here today to talk about the voting process, how you can make it easy to vote, and what voting means to you, and of course the most important reason why you would want to vote, why you think you should vote. This year we've got a state election on the 29th of November, so all Victorians are going to be called to the polls. If you're 18 years of age or older and you're an Australian citizen, you have the right to vote. So what? So what does it mean to you? I should even ask some questions as to who thinks it's important to vote. Does anyone? Yes, I've got a hand up there.
Very important to vote. The way that you get voted and to
Definitely. I think one of the things that I noticed when at the opening speech when Graeme Ingus was talking, he was talking about how individuals change things. And voting, often people think, oh, I'm just one vote. How am I going to change things? Well, you can. You can. A lot of it, voting starts with inclusion and equality. Part of the Human Rights Act is the right to participate in everyday life, and voting is one of those activities in which you participate in, that everybody participates in. So there's a probably the highest level of inclusion and equality in a voting process. Government has a responsibility to ensure that elections are handled properly so that you get a chance to vote, and they've got to be responsible in terms of promoting and protecting your human rights to actually go out there on voting day. I'll just bend that up there a bit more. To go out on voting day and lodge your vote, just like with everyone else. I mean, why not? This is a right that we've got that in many countries people can't go and vote, and it's really important. We've been talking a lot about human rights at this forum today, and I guess it'll continue tomorrow. This is one of your human rights that can make a difference to your lives and other people's lives. Participation to vote. It's also your civic responsibility. As a citizen, you have a responsibility to try and represent, and I guess there's two ways you can put it. The democracy process, which is what we have, works on the principle that the individuals in the community decide on the government. So, yes?
If that did happen for some reason, then who decides then who's going to be your next premier of state? Or
I think if that did happen, They'd probably say, oh, gee, we can rub our hands together. We're going to fine a lot of people and make a lot of money this year. But I think they would just have to say, well, this is unprecedented, and that what we need to do is run the election again. In some other countries, they've had elections that have had problems with them, and they've just had to go through the whole exercise again, which would be really, really expensive. But in terms of capturing everyone's vote, it's an essential process to try and get the leaders and the decision makers that we need in our community. Part of the VEC has an obligation to try and capture as many people as possible. So I think we'd have to be saying, oh, look, you know, neither government's going to get in. We've got to go back and make sure that people are really excited about voting. And in one sense, that's why I'm here today, to try and bring up a bit of enthusiasm to try and help people identify how important it is to vote, to get your message across. And at the same time, understand that you have a responsibility as a citizen to choose the government, to put a vote towards who you think should be running the country. All of us can make a difference because everyone's vote's equal. So we need to really get out there, and it doesn't matter if you have an intellectual disability, doesn't matter if you can't read or write. The only prerequisite is that you're an Australian citizen who's 18 years of age or older, and what was the other one? 18 years of older? That's the only prerequisite. So, you could be homeless. We have a homeless program. We have the disability program. And we go to jails as well, depending on what the situation is. So we have a youth program where we have a passport to democracy. But effectively, I go out to... I'll move along a bit with this. So it's how you get heard as an individual. And basically, here's someone filling out their ballot paper. You're an active citizen. So if I think back to 1985, when a lot of people who had disabilities were still in institutions, they didn't have that right. They didn't have the right, that human right, to participate in the elections. There wasn't that level of equality. I mean, the Human Rights Charter, I think, came in 2007. And it's interesting to look back in history and see that women only had the vote in, I think, 1909. Indigenous Australians received the right to vote in 1962. And then there's been changes too within our voting system. After the Vietnam War, I think it was, the voting age dropped from being 21 to 18. And I guess one of the reasons for that is that people were going off to fight when they turned 18 years of age in Vietnam, but they didn't have the right to vote. So it's really important, people who have disability, who need things from government, who need services, who deserve to have an inclusive and life where there's equality between everyone, deserve that right to be able to help choose the people that are going to govern the state. Do you have any questions at this point? No? Okay. The outreach program that we do, I go out to day programs and also advocacy centres, advocacy groups. I'm hoping to go out to some disability, some specialist schools and places like that as well. But basically, we go through, and I play this, this shot here is from a DVD that we play, and it's a story about some people that with disability that went out and voted on election day and their experience. And they were supported by carers, and they're being interviewed at different times throughout the DVD. And this probably the strongest message is that voting's nothing to be scared about. It's easy. It's a little bit tricky to know what you have to do the first time around, but after that, it's easy. And everyone's expected to vote, so that's not a pressure. It's just, it just means it's easy because everybody's doing it. It's a normal thing. The I've covered a few of the things already in this slide, but I guess one of the initiatives that I've also been working on has been with the Department of Human Services, and I'm going to be sending a kit out, or the Victorian Electoral Commission are going to be sending a kit out to about 1,100 group homes, and in that kit there'll be a planner, and in the planner there'll be stages for people to actually, for the staff to explain how to best go about voting, and a little survey. So we're trying to open up these closed culture environments where perhaps in previous years there may have not been any plan that voting day would have come along, and what would have happened would have been, you know, oh, look, I don't want to vote. I'm not enrolled. Where do we vote to? I don't know. All of these questions. So we're trying to get through to speak to people in groups about the right to vote and also the supports that are there to vote, to support you to vote. One of the things that we do when we go out to help people understand how the voting system works and what we're doing when we elect new government is I show this slide, and depends on what town I'm in or where I am, but I suppose we're in Melbourne today, so I could say this is a drawing of Melbourne. And basically, I'd like to ask you, what are some of the things that you see happening in this slide? Yeah, digging next to the crossing. So there's road works happening in this slide. What would happen if we didn't have regular road works? What would be the problem? The road would be unsafe, yes? And there'd be holes in the road. And you could be driving along, and if the hole was as big as that one, I think your whole car would go in it, I think. Yeah. The Blues Brothers, yeah. They'd probably fly straight across that hole, wouldn't they? Like they did on that bridge. You've got the kids crossing the crossing. I mean, the lady that holds the sign to help children cross the crossing, she needs to be there. Otherwise, you'd have little kids getting run over and the traffic speeding off and not obeying the speed signs. Up the back there, my favourite one, I like the rubbish truck. I like seeing the rubbish man there with the bin. I know they're all done by the truck nowadays, but this poor fellow has to pick up the bin and drag it over to the back of the truck. But imagine if we didn't have rubbish collection once a week. Say they decided, oh no, it's too expensive. We're going to have to cut costs. we're going to have rubbish collection once a month. You could imagine that there'd be a lot of people that would say, oh, look, you know, that's unhygienic. Everything smells. We've got no space to store the rubbish. Can you see any other things happening in that slide? Yeah. Yeah, fellow sweeping the ground, and the male. The male actually comes under the federal government. So, say if you were voting, I mean, you could... Oh, I'm getting sidetracked a bit, but the male's a good one. The male, even the parking inspector over there, I mean, if you could park wherever you like, there'd be a catastrophe, wouldn't there? You wouldn't be able to get to the shops. There'd be all sorts of problems. The long and the short of it is, well, the reason I've got this slide up is because the people that make the decisions about when the mail gets picked up, about the hole in the road getting fixed, about the rubbish being picked up every week, they're the people that we call government. They're the people that make the decisions, and they're the people called government. So when we vote, who do we vote for? We vote for the people that make these decisions. So if your roads weren't getting fixed and you had problems with your roads, maybe you wouldn't vote for the same person again. You'd probably want to vote for someone that was saying, oh, we're going to fix the roads up. I mean, there's a lot of people in Melbourne that it's a little bit divided at the moment, but the government, the current government, has some strong initiatives to change the rail system in Melbourne and change the roads and put a tunnel under the Melbourne. And there'll be a lot of people that will vote for that or that will vote for against it. And your vote's important. So those sort of issues can be issues that bring government in or actually vote government out. Yes? Oh, okay.
We all thought we were basically in a ghetto because we just didn't... Coming from Sydney and landing in in a hangar was like, whoa, what is this?
Was that Tiger?
Yeah, it was Tiger Airway. And we're like...
A few other people have experienced that too by the sound of it.
So to us, we don't know what Melbourne Airport looks like yet.
Yeah.
The rest of the airport's all right. It's just that Tiger bit, like a sheet.
Yeah. And some of those, the cheaper airlines, they're hidden way right down the end. I know I couldn't find one time and I had to run quite a distance to try and find where it was. Yeah. No, that's true. One of the ways that we're trying to encourage people to vote who in relation to this initiative I'm doing in shared accommodation. So I'm trying to get people to look ahead and actually go, okay, November's a long time away, but how am I going to vote? And these are three different ways in which you can vote. You can vote at a polling centre on election day, or you can vote at an early voting centre. And I think we've got here from the 14th of November. I think it's the 17th of November. So that's a typo. And you can vote via post. So really, you could vote without even leaving your house. It's as simple as that. There are a few things you need to do. You need to be enrolled. So you can actually find out if you're enrolled by contacting the website or ringing up the Victorian Electoral Commission, or you can go in there and you can actually search for your name on the computer. If you haven't been enrolled before, you can download a form from the VEC website, and you can also get them at a few other places. I've got a slide further up that tells us where we can get one. But that's the first stage, is actually filling out your application for enrolment so that you can be on the big list that we have, stating that you're enrolled to vote. So when you go into the voting centre, there'll be three questions when you walk in. So it's not a lot of hard things. Does anyone know what the three questions might be?
Have you already voted?
Yes, that's usually the third question. So the first question's usually, what's your name and where do you live? So that the person sitting at the desk can rule out your name, find your name and match it with your address, and then they'll say, have you voted in this election before? And if you haven't voted, then you say, no, I haven't voted, because you can only vote once. And then they'll give you the ballot papers and you go over to a ballot box and you fill them out. Did you know that Victoria is the first place in the world to have secret ballots? Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yes.
I have a question here.
Yes.
I did a form like that, and when you go in election like that, I was wondering, I don't understand what the questions are telling us, who we will vote for.
You're not sure who to vote for?
Yeah,
that's a tricky one.
Is it a good question or not?
Yeah, look,
Mum helps me. I have no idea, but she helps me to write in the correct one. She did herself, and then she taught me to do the same thing as she did on her paper roll.
Oh, right, yeah. That's one question I like to ask people. Who decides who you vote for?
I have no idea.
She
helps me, and I have no idea who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
I just put one. Then
did you choose that nice top that you're wearing today with the sort of leopard pattern on it? You didn't?
It's no leopard skin.
Is it a snow leopard top? It's very smart. Did you choose it or?
No, my mother did.
Okay. Do you often choose, the shoes you like to wear or, on a special day?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Work, I do. When you're out with a function, you have to wear a function uniform.
Uniform, yeah. Sometimes we have to, if it's a black tie or something, we have to wear what they say on the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, when it comes down to voting, you get to put your choice across. And if you're not sure how to fill that out, you can ask someone at the voting centre. You can go up to them and you can say, I need some help filling the form out. But if you don't know what the names are and whether you want the same premier in or whatever, often they have out the front of the voting place, they have different representatives of different parties. And when you're walking past, they'll be standing there going, oh, can I give you these forms? Can I give you these ballot papers? And they're giving you examples of what they want you to fill out.
Is there any papers for disability for us to understand what are we voting for?
No, there isn't. No.
That's the answer I want to have. Like, where do we find a single thing to quick, easy for other people with disabilities?
Yeah, that's an important question, yeah.
Yeah, so are you saying you don't want to just listen to what your parents are telling you, that you'd like to go somewhere else and have somebody explain to you all the different governments, and you can pick which government you want. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll get an easy one. I mean, there's different countries, like in New Zealand, they've got different symbols beside the different governments. But what you need to do is you need to listen to the news, and when a particular politician comes up, it's pretty much just looking at the guy, listening to what he says, or the lady, and saying, well, I think they're saying the right thing. I mean, the long and the short of it is that often we can't do more than that unless we read up about what their policies are. But usually the media has a profile about who's voting. And they'll... Yeah.
I understand what you're all about. Just,
yeah.
What if a politician does just lie to you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Some of them do, don't they? I mean, that's the problem. See, we conduct the elections, but the governments that are there, we list them, but they all the people that want to vote. I mean, you could be a candidate. You could start be a candidate yourself and have 500 members and call it the Easy Vote Disability Party. And you could look at all the policies of the different people and actually create a party that selects ones based on policies. I mean, that could be something that you might want to do. Because it's not just about voting. You could actually run and as a candidate.
And if somebody, if a politician does lie, then you don't have to vote for them again. You can search for somebody better or start your own party.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe if more people with a disability enroll to vote, it might be a process that you're going to start and that encourages other people in your community to vote. So maybe you could take it back to your advocacy group and talk about the local politician. It's about sharing that information. And you guys, you can really... You sound really switched on to me. That you could
you're asking a lot of good questions.
You're asking great questions.
What if your self-advocacy group invited some of the politicians to come? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really
a
good.
Lot more than some other groups have done. That's a real initiative.
Yes, yes, please.
Okay. I was just going to make a...
I just wanted to ask if someone was on holidays, outside of Australia, where do they vote to cast their vote?
I'm trying to remember, that's a good question. They can vote a postal vote, so they can get the ballot sent to them, and then they can vote by post.
Is that that's
or an absentee embassy vote? Sorry?
Is it going to an embassy?
You can do that as well. If the country has an embassy over there, you can actually go over there and lodge a vote via the embassy. Yeah, so there's a few ways. We were talking just a moment ago and we were talking about the election form, the enrolment form. Once you've filled out that enrolment form, you'll receive a letter in the mail. And that's what this slide's about. It's about the letter you receive. And it tells you where you can vote, a bit like what the question you were asking.
Okay.
Yeah. If you decide that you actually want to vote by post, you can also send in an application, so you might get the application off the website for a postal vote. You fill the application in, you send it back into the VEC, and then they'll send out your ballot papers in the post, and you can do it all by post.
Or by email.
No, you can't do it by email. I think we've got to finish up in a sec.
Okay, just a quick question. The lady who was sitting here beside me, Mary Ann, I asked, she gave me her permission to tell what she told me. So she had to go off to the end of one of the other sessions. But when we were chatting before you started, I asked her, was she on the electoral roll? And she said, and her mum, she lived with her mum just died fairly recently, and she said, my mum made sure I wasn't on the roll. And which is my recent experience in Tasmania for a long time with an advocacy and self-advocacy organisation is probably most of our members were not on the electoral roll because people had not, wanting to protect them from getting fined for not voting,
yes.
People would, their families would often make sure they weren't on the roll. So I said to Mary Ann, oh, you'd be able to vote. She lives independently by herself with just a little bit of support. And she said, not really, I wouldn't know who to vote for. And that's the question that, or the same kind of response that was over here. But she does actually belong to that new wave self-advocacy group, so
yeah,
I could do the same thing and invite politicians to talk to them.
I guess where people are actually not voting or not eligible to vote, there's a term that's used, and they're trying to change that term, but it basically means that you don't understand how to vote. But what the young lady is telling me here is that it's not that she doesn't know how to vote, it's that she's not sure who to vote for. So, and it is. But often people who haven't voted before or that are looking at it for the first time, they say, well, I don't know any of these names. And realistically, when I come to vote at election day, I might know a few of the names, but I don't know all the names. I've never filled out the ones below the line where you have all of those different parties. I've sort of just scratched my head and gone for the top line. Yes.
I live in Croydon, but some of Croydon have got the federal election, the federal local member, and some have got the other local member. So some live on the border. So they didn't know which line to line up in to be in the correct area to vote.
Yeah.
And that was very confusing.
You should be able to look and see what district you're in.
But it wasn't we knew which district. It was the people that were at the polling booths that were telling us which line to go in didn't know.
Okay.
From there and they were the ones that
that's not very good. Yeah, they should have been able to look at the roll and looked your name up, and it would have had the district that you need to be in. Yeah, and then that district's got the candidates in it. But I think that's pretty much it. I wanted to tell you that in Victoria we'll have 6 super centres, and I think it's the first time we've had these 6 super centres, and they're actually fully accessible. They have what we call a V-vote system, which is like an iPad, and if you don't have vision, if you find it difficult to write or select things, you can actually use those. And the super centres are open 2 weeks before the elections. And then there's early voting centres, which are open again 2 weeks before the elections. So you don't have to rush around on election day and worry about voting. You can do it beforehand. There's also mobile voting. So if you're at a day program or you live in supported accommodation or something, you could actually get the mobile service to come out to you. A lot of aged care places have a mobile voting place come out to them. If you do want to vote by post, on this list here, I think it says on the 4th of November, if you want to vote by post, that's when you can apply. And the reason it's the 4th of November is that we don't know who's actually going to be running, which parties are going to be running. So your question before about who do we vote for, even the election, even the Victorian Electoral Commission doesn't necessarily know all the candidates that are going to be there to be voted. So right up to the last minute, to the 4th of November, that's when we'll find out. So a lot of people don't know. And that's why there's a lot of advertising and stuff beforehand to try and, where the candidates try and tell you, oh, vote for me because I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I guess that's what you've got to listen out for to make your decision. And friends, and your mum might say, well, they didn't do a good job last time. Do you want to try them again or do you want to try someone else? And you can make your own mind up. But thank you very much. I think that's pretty much it. Thank you.